It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, the San Jose Sharks face off against the Minnesota Wild for the second of three meetings this year. This is our second trip to the state of hockey. San Jose lost by the score of 4-3 in a game that had a familiar refrain back on March the 3rd. The Sharks had a 2-0 lead in that contest, including a shorthanded goal by Nico Sturm. But here comes Faber, puts it off the right boards to a trailing Boldy. He'll skate to center, drop for Kaprizov, stick handles across the line, throws to the right wing corner boards, and Erickson Ek flings it around, but it's off the stick of Boldy, and Sturm takes off. Sharks have a 2-on-1. Sturm and Zetterlund. Sturm moves in, shoots, star! Nico Sturm shorthanded, a shot from the right wing side, and the Sharks make it 2-0 with their third shorthanded goal of the year. But Kirill Kaprizov, the superstar winger for the Wild, took over in the third period, and he completed the hat trick to get Minnesota the 4-3 win. Off the draw, Minnesota wins in the Sharks zone. Bogosian sends down the wing to Kaprizov in the corner, bodied up by Vlasic, but he skirts away, throws it toward the net from the boards. Save Kakin and rebound just poked wide. In front, Kaprizov, score! He gets the hat trick, and he puts the Wild in front 4-3 with 3:59 to play. An unbelievable effort by Minnesota's superstar. Head coach David Quinn takes a lot from each game that his team plays, but he says in particular they can learn some things from that Wild game and apply it to tonight.
Well, I think we learn from everybody we play, and I think a lot of teams do. I think when you know, every night there's something you can take away from another team's game, and, you know, this team's big and heavy and structured, and, you know, they got a lot of skill. And I know they've had some injury issues which haven't helped their cause, but, you know, we understand the type of team we're playing tonight.
In their recent action against Dallas, the Sharks fell behind 3-0 and fought back hard, and a goal by William Eklund made it close.
Bortolo wins the draw. Addison on the point doesn't shoot. Goes to Granlund, goes to Bortolo, feeds it across. Shot, score! William Eklund from Bortolo! That's a spectacular execution of a power play, and the Sharks are back in the game. Now they're only down 3-2 as Eklund picks up the goal for Eklund, his 12th of the year.
But then a goal by Jamie Benn at 8:05 of the second period took some wind out of the Sharks' sails.
Johnston across the line, dropped past Stankoven, had a back checker on him in McDonald, so as he tried to accept the pass, it knocked in front, but now in front of the goal, the Stars score! Right after a good defensive play, the puck went deep, and Jamie Benn is in the slot, puts it up top off a weird bounce from behind the goal, and Dallas takes a 4-2 lead.
Even though the Sharks came back on a goal by Klim Kostin to make it a one-goal contest, Dallas was in command. Defenseman Jan Ruda talked about what the Sharks can learn from teams like Dallas that are definitely headed to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Great deal in those teams. It's obviously they don't beat themselves. You know, I think that's been the case a lot of times this year when either we played a good game or we had leads, and a lot of times we just found a way to beat ourselves. You know, those teams, they make you earn every win and every puck, and I think that's something we can definitely take from that.
What are the objectives for the Sharks in the final 11 games of the season? Head coach David Quinn gave us a clue.
Well, we just got to get back to doing what we're doing between Tampa and Chicago. I thought those two games were pretty much a blueprint for how we wanted to play, and our puck management was really good. I thought our intentions were good. Our pace was good. And I really think that, you know, we took a step back against Dallas, and I think a big reason of that might have had to do with the fact the way we lost that Chicago game. I thought we let one loss turn into two, and, you know, we've got to get over the hump here. I mean, it's been so frustrating from a winning and losing standpoint, but, you know, we've got to get back to playing with the intentions and the tenacity that we did against Chicago and Tampa.
When asked the same question, center Nico Sturm had some thoughts on the topic.
Hopefully build some confidence going into summer. You know, I think you don't want to look back when you're in the summer and think that you went through the motions these last 3 weeks or whatever we have left here. Also, I think a lot of good opportunity for some younger players, you know, to step up. I think we also have a lot of players, obviously, on expiring contracts. So there's always something to play for. You just got to pick. Every day is a good day in this league. So whatever you need to do to help the team get the W, that's what you should do. And I think there's, like I said, there's always something to play for.
The Teal Report will continue from Minnesota right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.23 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
With losses come lineup changes, and tonight the San Jose Sharks in Minnesota will have some changes for Coach David Quinn. San Jose is 0-7-1 in their last 8 contests, and they've been outscored 41-19 in those games. On the road, it isn't any better. In their last 7 road games, the Sharks are 0-6-1, and they've been outscored 32 goals to 16, including an 8-2 loss the last time they were on the road in Nashville on March the 19th, that could be considered the nadir of the season in many respects. Alexander Barabanov got hit by a shot during the course of the second period of the last game against Dallas and didn't play the rest of the game. And he's not even on the road trip, and his status is week to week. Therefore, lineup changes have to happen anyway. Kevin LeBanc and Mike Hoffman are both back in action tonight. Hoffman will play with Nico Sturm and Thomas Bortolo, and it'll be LeBanc playing on the right side with center Ryan Carpenter and left winger Philip Zadina. That means that Justin Bailey gets promoted to the line combination with Luke Cunnan and William Eklund. Head coach David Quinn gave us some thoughts on that change.
He skates shift in and shift out. He's been more physical. He's been more responsible. And I just like the look of that line. I think when you put lines together, there's a lot that goes into it. So I think he'll give Cunny and Ecky some balance with the speed and create some offense for them, but also give them a little space as well.
The Sharks are right back at it with Mackenzie Blackwood getting the start in goal. And on the other side of the ice, head coach John Hines gave us his reasons for starting Philip Gustafson.
Yeah, I think his last 2 starts were really good. I think his practices have been better. You know, when he hit that little stretch where Flower kind of took the reins for a bit, you know, Freddie and I talked with Gus, and Gus himself just, you know, Flowers playing at a high level and he's going to get the majority of the games right now, but we need 2 goalies down the stretch, which I've said all the way through. And I think I've seen a different level of competitiveness in him, in his practice habits, how he's competing in practice, getting himself ready for games, wanting the net back. And then when he's getting his opportunity, the last two opportunities to play, he certainly made a case for himself to get the start tonight.
Minnesota will also welcome back two players that have missed action the last three contests, in defenseman Jonas Brodin and center Joel Eriksson Ek. And so it's a fuller lineup that Minnesota is fielding as the Wild try to get back into the playoff hunt. Make sure you tuned in for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. We're on the air in time for your drive home at 4:30 Pacific time, so tune in with Brett Hedekin joining me on the call. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.